bravery isn't the lack of fear, it's what you do when you're facing it.
Ah, yes.
And tennis is a risk management. As I got older and better at the game, I kind of understood better where to take slightly more risk. I think every time you see a number one player in the world emerge, they always seem to bring something that's a little different than maybe others that are out there. I think I was kind of the first one that actually felt when I played that I could kind of hurt the ball or hurt my opponent off both wings. So I became just a ball striker. I had to take over the point early and not let go of it.
Oh, of course he was going to do that.
Getting over the line at the U.S. Open, what I remember being so special about it was I was actually unseeded and had to go through five seeds to win the tournament. For me, that was my home country, my home slam. I'll never forget hitting the most ridiculous shot on match point that I probably never should have made, but when I left my racket, I knew it was going to be a winner and just fell to my knees and you just can't believe it. The final match was against Benjamin Becker. I don't remember much about the match. I was kind of surviving physically, but I do remember saying goodbye.
Over the last 21 years, I have found you, and I will thank you and the memory of you with me for the rest of my life. Thank you.
It felt very appropriate saying goodbye to the very people that not only watched me grow up, but actually in many cases helped me grow up, and that was the New York crowd. I'm not sure a sport can test somebody's character more than tennis. The fact that it's a one-on-one engagement, the fact that everything I do affects what you do, the fact that I don't have to be good, I just have to be better than you, the fact that there's no one to pass the ball to, you're constantly pushing yourself to live on the edges of anything you're capable of, physically, mentally, emotionally. So it's always asking you to be the most of yourself in a very personal way.